Hallelujah. Won't you all stand to your feet right now? Let's just stand to our feet. Those of you who are in the auditorium, those of you who are at home, God is moving in this place. He is touching our hearts. Let's lift our hands to heaven. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for your presence in this place and that goes across the airwaves. I thank you, God, that what you have deposited into us, even in these moments now, that it has become treasure. Treasure on the inside of us, not just to enrich us right now, but for a purpose to change the world around us. In the name of Jesus, we do not take it lightly. We do not take what you are doing lightly in Jesus' name, but we rejoice in the work that your Spirit is doing on the inside of us right now. Hallelujah. 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 You may take your seats. Just in a very few moments that I have with you, I felt so stirred in my spirit. The things that we have learned, the things that we have grasped, the things that you have been exposed to, whether you've just been watching through live streaming, through television, through any means, those of you who could come into the meetings, even if this is the first time you've heard, you know that something has happened in the lives of people here. The Spirit of God has been moving and imparting inside of us. And again, I have to tell you, it's God's grace that has enriched us with a purpose. Debbie spoke about a fire that has been put up on the inside of us. The touch of God, the goodness of God is there for a purpose. And we cannot take that lightly. What you have experienced and received over these hours and what you are still going to receive, know that it always is there for a purpose, and there is a responsibility that comes with every deposit you receive from the Holy Spirit of God. And you will find that as you take what he has given you and you begin to move in that, there are two things I want to leave with you. Just two short points I want to leave with you concerning what you need to do with what you have received to move forward in what God has for you. Because you can never be the same again. You can never move from where you are backwards. You cannot stay stagnant in it. That fire is in you for a purpose. But you will find that as you move forward with what God has put on the inside of you, especially in the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as you move forward in what he has for you, because you are taking his kingdom and advancing, you will find opposition come. It will be there because the enemy, the devil, hates the fire that is burning on the inside of you. He hates the seed of God's word that has been planted in you. He hates the life that you have received. And so opposition will come, and you will feel that opposition come, in particular in the area of finances. Listen to what I'm saying. We live in a world where we want to move forward with the things of God, but we always, the excuse has been, I want to respond to what God is burning inside of me, but I do not have the means to do it. I don't have the finances to go there. I mean, we've prayed, God, wherever you want me to go. Those of you who even responded to the call of God, God, I'm hungry to go to Bible school. God, I'm hungry to go to whichever nation you want me to go to. God, I'm hungry to touch even my community, but I do not have the means. I do not have the finances. And even when you receive things and you move in it, down the road, there's going to be more needs that you're going to have, more things and avenues that you need to take, but finances is what you need to get there. And so I have a twofold message that I want to leave with you today, that I want to impart in your hearts today, and it's not an ordinary message. This is something that is from the heart of God for you now to move you into what he has for you from the moment you step out of this place and from the moment you go into wherever God has called you to do. Or wherever you go, know this, you have to believe God and move out in faith. But there's two things, two keys to move, not only furthering what he's imparted in you in the spirit, but also to allow that supernatural cycle of blessing in the air of your finances to come alongside that and propel you into what you have. Are you ready for this? in 2 Timothy, and I know 2 weeks ago we began speaking about this scripture, but we're moving into what it is today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. Listen to what it says. And I have to tell you, before we even left the United States to come here for these weeks, the Holy Spirit, it was so amazing. I was on my face before the Lord asking me specifically for a deposit from Him for what we're going to minister into. And I picked up a book that I received from a ministry that I sowed into, and that book was speaking about living victoriously in the combat zone. And I gleaned things and principles from this book that I'm going to share with you, these two specific principles on how to take from where we have come right now and move forward, that there is prosperity in the spirit and prosperity in our finances to do the job we are called to do. And so here it is, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, in the Amplified Version, it says this. It is the hard-working farmer who labors to produce, who must be the first partaker of the fruits. This stood out to me more than anything. Do you see what it says there? It says it is the hard-working farmer who labors to produce. You are a child of God who is a vessel of God, who has received a rich treasure on the inside of you. Anything you do from now on has got to be so intensive. It's got to be so, it's got to be that inside of you, you are doing things deliberately and on purpose. Deliberately and on purpose. It says that this farmer, he is deliberate. He labors to do what? He labors to produce. Why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you following the call of God to move into a level of the Spirit where you have never been before? Where you're so in tune with what He tells you that you can begin to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why are you doing that? You are doing this on purpose. You are laboring in the Spirit, which is a place of rest, but you are laboring in the Spirit, Paul tells us, on purpose, because you are going to produce. You are put on this earth to produce. In the kingdom of God, there is only increase. We go from faith to faith, from victory to victory, from glory to glory, always with production, always, never recession, always moving forward with a purpose. And it's just the same when it comes to your finances. You cannot move forward with that without having those finances propelling you to do it. Everything is supernatural, including your provision. So you have to do things intentionally and on purpose. And you cannot do it without faith. Every seed you sow into the kingdom of God has to be accompanied by faith. Has to be deliberate. And where you sow makes all the difference. I want you to see I'm interlinking all the time the finances, as including that what has been deposited, the seed that has been deposited in you in the Spirit of God. Are you understanding where we're going? So all the time you interlink those two things, because they go hand in hand to be effective ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But this is something that I found when Paul was writing in 2 Timothy chapter 2 concerning this scripture. He was relating to the Middle Eastern farming times of the first century BC. And so the picture that he paints, we need to see it in our own minds to understand how we can appropriate this in our lives. Did you know, and I didn't even realize this, but this is the most amazing thing I found out. In those Middle Eastern times, when it was time for the farmer to prepare his field deliberately, he deliberately prepared his field, plowed that ground, and getting ready to sow his seed, it was amazing that when it came to springtime, the time to sow that seed, it happened to be the most horrific weather time. Because there would come violent storms. storms or violent wind storms that would rise up over that area. And the problem with these violent wind storms is they would always seem to correlate or coincide with the time to sow their seed. Isn't it amazing how the time we need to sow that seed is the time there's the greatest wind of opposition? But if that farmer allowed the winds of opposition to dictate to his sowing that seed, and he thinks, you know what, I'll just wait for this opposition to pass. I'll just wait for the winds to die down. He would miss the opportunity for his harvest. God's word never changes. His principles always stay the same, regardless of our circumstances. And so when the opposition comes, it's amazing how there'll be times, 1 month, you think, God, I'm so full of faith. I know that I can do this. I know what your word says. I know in order for me to accomplish what you've put it on the inside of me, to take it further, I need finances to support me and go there. So God, I know I will take of what I have and I will plant it in by faith in Jesus' name, believing on your word. I am convinced your word is true, and with joy and thanksgiving, I sow my seed and I know I will receive a harvest. But let it come 2 months down the road, and suddenly, for some reason, circumstances have changed, and it's like this wind of opposition that is sweeping into your life, and suddenly it feels like, oh, it's a little bit tight this month. I'm not sure if I give this, I'm going to have nothing more. What am I going to do? And it's like this terrible wind of opposition that's come against you, and suddenly you think, you know what? God understands. He understands this is difficult and this is tough. I'll just wait for things to get more favorable before I sow the seed in faith. God does understand. That's why he gave us his word. That's why he said, I am the same God that I was yesterday, today, and forever, and my word remains true. In every season, no matter what winds of opposition come, you never allow those winds of opposition to dictate to your obedience to the word of God. If you need, you sow. When you don't need, you sow. At all times, you sow with your confidence being in the word of God and not your circumstances. That is how we operate. Now, you might find, that's with your financial seed, you might find that God has called you into a place which is not ready. It feels like there's all opposition to receive the words that you speak. Just like you said, Debbie, you went into a place and you knew you were called, but again and again, it feels like it's just hitting a brick wall. Let me tell you, what God has imparted inside of you is more powerful and it endures longer than any opposition you will ever face in this world. You do not step back. You do not let go. You do not give up. You push forward in the Spirit in Jesus' name. You never allow opposition to the word of truth to stop you from declaring what he has put on your heart to declare. Ever. You never stop. You are responsible. It says it's the good farmer who labors. He himself is responsible. You are responsible. Listen, you have to hear me. You are responsible to keep that word alive inside of you. You are responsible to pray in the Holy Ghost and get that fire to rise up on the inside of you. You are responsible to keep that thing alive and to see financial provision come into your life. You don't go beg and plead and ask. You go and do what the word of God tells you to do. You sow that seed regardless of any opposition. The second principle, the last one I want to speak to you about. The amazing thing that I found, this Middle East is a small little place, this place that Paul was referring to. And yet it has the most profound things happen there. Not only were they had to be watch out for these winds of opposition and decide that no matter how difficult it is, I still have to get the task done regardless of that. And so I will still move out in faith and do exactly what the word says. I will carry it in my spirit and I will sow that financial seed. But the second thing is this. There was a terrible problem with locusts. It would be amazing that these locusts would begin to come always just before harvest time. The ground has been prepared, the seed has been sown, the crop has grown, it's looking ripe and good and so close to harvest time. And when the farmer looked up, there were oftentimes that he'd begin to see this black cloud begin to hover around close to the field. And you know, those locusts that came, they would do nothing until that crop was so ripe that they knew they were going to benefit the most from. Isn't it amazing how we spend time in the presence of God like this? And the more we hear the word, the more our hearts are getting ready and they're plowed and they're ready to receive that word. And the seed of God's word comes on the inside and it begins to produce that faith. And that faith is strong. And the whole time we begin to lose ourselves and find the Spirit of God being the dominating factor inside of us. And anything we think about, it's dominated by the Spirit, and faith is strong, and we sow in seed, even financial seed, and it's amazing that as it's so ripe and so ready, and you know your harvest is about to come in, and when you suddenly it's as though all around there's this black cloud hovering. We have an enemy who would hold on to that harvest if he can and destroy it all before your breakthrough comes. So what could they do? How could they combat these locusts who in just a minute could devour and destroy an entire crop? How could they combat these harvests? They didn't have pesticides like they have today. They couldn't get enough labor to physically try and take off those locusts one at a time. Those farmers began to understand that there was one thing that always worked when those locusts began to come and hover around them. Those locusts could not withstand something that they found to be the best resistance. Do you know what they would do as they saw those locusts coming? They would go next to the field and they would begin to gather wood and they began to build a fire. And they would nurture that fire and kindle that fire and get it to burn. And they'd watch those locusts. And depending on how big that storm, you know, that big cloud comes, the more fire they burn, the more fire they burn. And then the smoke, billowing smoke, would begin to rise up over those fields, all over the fields, and saturate that place. That those locusts had one of two options. Either they would flee from that place or they would be suffocated and completely destroyed by that smoke. They would let go of anything they were holding on to and they would either be killed or they would be gone. My Bible says in Hebrews that our God is a consuming fire. And if there is anything from the enemy that has come to oppose you or steal the harvest that belongs to you because of what the word of God has said, whatever you have grabbed in the spirit over this time, whatever you have sown financially in the spirit over this time, that harvest belongs to you. The word of God says in 2 Timothy, it is the farmer who is the first partaker of his fruit. It is yours according to the word of God, not the devil's. So what do you do? There is nothing that can stop, can ever stop you from receiving the first fruits of that the harvest that you have. And I'll tell you what you do. You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You make sure, intentionally, on purpose, every moment of every day, as the Spirit of God reminds you, you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You begin to kindle the fire of God that has already been placed on the inside of you. And if you know that you have sown financial seed by faith, you know you have done everything that the Word has told you to do. You know that your mouth has not spoken contrary to what the word says, but in thanksgiving, you keep on saying, Father, I thank you for my harvest. I thank you my harvest is here. I thank you my increase is here. I believe it is here. And you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And as you pray in the Holy Ghost and you listen with your own understanding, you stay in tune. You don't just pray. You pray in the Spirit and you pray with your understanding, and your mind is in tune with what your spirit is saying. And God's perfect will, His perfect will comes from the inside of you and comes out of you, but it comes out with a fire, because the word says it's the fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. And as you pray in the Holy Ghost and in your understanding, you speak the truth of God's word over everything you have ever sown, over every work you have ever done by the Spirit, and you will find that fire of God begins to rise up in your words, rise up in everything you say, and it's like a smoke of the Holy Ghost begins to go over everything you have ever planted. It comes and hovers and hovers and hovers, and any demonic power that is opposing what you are doing for the kingdom of God, any demonic power that is holding on to your harvest, refusing to let you partake of that first fruit, that smoke of the Holy Ghost, they have two options. Number one, they flee in terror, or they're consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you're sitting in this place, you are watching from home or wherever. I want you to take the seed that God has. Some of you have already planted that seed. So you're going to stand up in faith for the seed you have already planted. And those of you at home, I want you to listen to God, listen to the Holy Spirit. You have held back because you've said, God, the time is not favorable for me to do this. My circumstances have put pressure on me. The winds of opposition have blown on me. And I have said to God, God, when things get easier, when the finances come in more, when I have more, then I will step out. But He says you are going to lose out on the opportunity of your harvest. Don't allow winds of opposition, don't allow the enemy to rob you from getting the first fruit of your harvest. It is yours in Jesus' name. So right now, by the power of God that is on the inside of you, listen to what He would have you sow today. Listen to what He would have you sow today. And as you do that, even those of you here who are still going to give, I'm going to ask that you hold that in your hand right now. I'm going to ask for every one of you to stand to your feet. And I tell you why, because this is a holy moment. This is a moment where we don't do anything passively. From now on, everything is done deliberately and on purpose. Do you agree with me? Where's my envelopes, babe? I went before the Lord, and my heart, it was so deliberate. I said, God, I need seed. I need seed. Because I know I am responsible for my own harvest. And the word says that He is the God who gives seed to the sower. And supernaturally, by His divine appointment, seed came to me. And I was jumping up and down. I said to my husband, I can't wait to get my seed in the ground. I have my seed. I have my seed, and no matter what winds of opposition have come against me in the past, I know you're feeling the same. I refuse to have that dictate to what the Word of God says is mine. I am dictated to by the faith of God inside of me, and I move in obedience to His word, because it will always bring exactly what it says. So right now, wherever you are, when you're holding on, Father, hold your seed up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everybody that has already sown financial seed this week. And I thank you for those that are even sowing now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come against any demonic activity or plan of the enemy to hold their harvest back, to destroy it, and to keep it from them in the name of Jesus. I declare today that every seed that is sown in faith and obedience to your word will not just come back in multiples, but it would come back in such an abundance there will not be room enough to contain, that it will overflow and propel everyone into the call of God and the work of God that you have placed on the inside of them in the name of Jesus. Now, won't you hold your seat and begin to pray in the spirit? The seed is God. It's going in and it's going to produce in the name of Jesus. I call this seed to be prosperous. I call the seed to bring in a harvest from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. It will come and it will produce such abundance that I can take what God has put on the inside of me and change the world around me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And now with that heart of faith, you run with your seed and you put it down before the throne of God. This is your time to rejoice. This is your time to sow. Those of you from home, you can see right there on the screen, there's where you can deposit and put in your seed to by faith.